everyone. Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett. On today's episode of the Mayor's Table, we're going to be talking to Tanya Stinson with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. 22 years of selling Farmington, promoting tourism, local action committees, and why you need to be paying attention to farmingtonnm.org. Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Mayor's Table. With me today is a friend of our show and certainly a great partner here in the city of Farmington. It's the Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, Tanya Stinson. Welcome. Wow,
thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, well, finally. Tanya, you've been in your role. We just discussed this. We're in spring of 2022 now, right?
We are.
22 years that you've been at the CVB.
I know.
That's amazing.
Thanks for giving away my age. I started very young.
Yeah.
And it's been wonderful here at the CVB. No, that it is. I can't believe it. And when I look back and see the difference between the past 22 years and what we've accomplished as a community, it's pretty exciting.
I think that'd be my question for you is what is the stark contrast between, you know, trying to sell Farmington to people, market Farmington, you know, the CVB's, you know, what you work on is the tourism components. You've obviously got your hands into so much more, but do you feel like it's become easier to sell Farmington now over the past 10 years than maybe the prior 10 years?
I do, because we've all worked together to identify who Farmington is and what it has to offer, right? And we're saying the same things, and I think that message is resonating. I know it's resonating with our visitors. It's a stronger message. It's exciting. We see extended stays. We see the new businesses, even in the last 8 years, the vision we had then, and now we see it happening, and we see those things opening, and we see the return on that. It's very rewarding when you look back at that.
And I still think we're just scratching.
We are. Kind of we're just surface, getting going.
You know, all the potential that's growing. And I say that because I noted on the amazing website that your organization operates, the farmingtonnm.org website, for everybody out there. This is the go-to place for local events. And where you can actually, if you're hosting an event, that's where you go to upload that event. I kind of want to get into that.
Yeah.
But getting in there and looking at what you have as your Jolt Your Journey, the jolt-worthy events coming up here in the month of March and April, and I see things like Roost the Ridges Mountain Bike Enduro.
Yes.
And for me, that's I'm looking at that. I'm like, okay. And then I look, and there's another one that's happening even prior to that, which have already occurred by the time this airs.
Yeah.
And so you start seeing how they're trying to take advantage, individuals, this private-public partnerships that we've talked about, that now you've got organizations that are utilizing these outdoor recreation areas for their business and to attract people to this area. And I saw those things, and I thought, that's exciting.
It's exactly what we were hoping to go for. And with those races, and Will Farmer and his partner in his business, and Neil, his story is great. You know, he's a local kid, a local guy who has this vision. He's so excited by what we're doing, and he gets it, and he wants to sell our community. He wants to create these events, and he wants to create a business around mountain biking, and it's awesome.
Well, and I think I saw something dealing with, maybe it's another event coming up, but or actually, you know what, I think it was in the schools. Pedro Vista High School, I think next year, is going to have a bike tech class.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, so teaching kids how to work a bike shop, how to take care of their mountain bikes. Those are the kind of things that communities that are truly invested into this mission that we've created, that certainly you've created, and we're just kind of
coming behind
you.
We all did it together, and it's wonderful.
We're seeing it happen. So, yeah, pretty exciting stuff. Selling Farmington is kind of what you do, but there's a lot more to it than just that. I mean, their strategy behind what those marketing points are, and I would just wonder if you could give us any type of update on how those strategies are going. And you're saying we're seeing some extended stays. Can you kind of dive into any of that?
Sure. So, I was just talking about some ad creative this morning. Spent a couple of hours on the phone with our ad agency and looking at different looks for different markets and different buys. And of course, we do a little bit of everything, but digital has been pretty heavy the last couple of years. But adding in some outdoor creative with some billboards, we do a lot of radio, looking at our target markets, whether it's statewide or the Las Cruces, El Paso area, southwestern Colorado up into Pueblo, Colorado Springs, going over to Flagstaff and down a little bit. And then we can branch out further when we get into our social platforms. And that kind of goes all over the country. But it's nice you can go by niche and by activity and interest. Makes sure. things easier. Gearing up, you know, spring break is upon us and looking into the summer. It's been nice. We are having finally some great hotel packages with our guides and outfitters. So we're getting ready to roll those out pretty soon.
News.
That's nice. And they're excited by that, and meaning the guide and the hotel. And so it's nice to have those partnerships and something else to sell in a different way. Events are back, and so we can, you know, promote those again, and people are excited, you know, coming up pretty soon, Riverfest. It's been gone for a couple of years, and so you're just happy that sometimes events, if they couldn't happen for a couple of years, might go away, and I'm glad to see
sure.
that hasn't happened. But looking at our numbers, and like I've told you before, it's nice. We're getting our visitors in market, and then once we can get them into the visitor center and my team can talk to them, they're extending their stay on the spot. They're like, oh, we didn't know we could do that. We need to stay an extra 2, 3, sometimes 4 days. Or this person was just driving through and it was a stop for them, and then we talked to them, and then they end up saying, oh, I'm going to stay longer now before I go on my way. That's exactly what we want to see. And it's nice that we have the activities to promote that and to get them to do that.
Sure. And the companies and kind of the people built around that who can help guide them into those places.
Correct.
You know, for a long time, when we would have you on or we would talk, we talked a lot about Bisti and the Bisti Wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
And as I recall, in my, you know, time as an elected official, you were kind of the person with the megaphone saying, hey, check this thing out that's just south of us, because it is our top international attraction. And getting people from around the globe to come to Farmington, that's the place that they're coming to.
And it still is our number one requested inquiry, whether it's domestically or whatever. It is the biggest interest.
That is
and
so cool.
We want to look at things to draw them in and be the place to be known for finding out more information or learning about it, and also how to take care of it. But what are you seeing out there? You've had that moment. You're
I've
like,
had
what?
That moment.
What is that out there? And it's not just
away.
Mud, what you see, or just whatever it is. And how was it formed? And what was it before? And it's really amazing.
Yeah, when you see like 50-foot-long petrified conifer trees in the middle of the desert, you're kind of like, wow, what
right.
did this used to look like?
Right.
I mean, we have no idea.
No, I think there's just a lot more that we can still capitalize on there in a positive way, you know, in a respectful
Absolutely.
Way.
Sure. Well, excellent. That's good news. Is there particular markets? I know you're talking about depending on what the, you know, the focus is on the ads, but I always get the question from folks asking, where are we really reaching out, for example, to retirees? I mean, is there particular markets that you are kind of pinpointed on when it comes to retiree messaging or the active families and Thrive messaging, like kind of
right. So
how does that work?
We do look for family-friendly opportunities. We do feel like we are the best place for family-friendly and affordable.
Yeah.
So I would say that's at our top. You know, we have shoulder season. Sometimes that's when we look more out to the baby boomers because they're not guided by school schedules and some other things. But those are the things we do. And like I said, we hone in by interest and what we have to offer, how it matches up to the visitor.
Gotcha.
That's a key component for us. And there's other things. You know, we're working with our art community. Of course, we want to find the way to work with them and bring that in too. But sometimes I don't want people to think they see an ad and that's the only thing we're selling in that picture. That picture was just used to draw them in. And then we try to get them. Our conversion point is our website, our
yeah.
vacation guide, in, so then they can see the options of things to do. But we really know what our messaging is, right? When we talk about active families and outdoor lovers. But it doesn't mean it's only those things.
Right.
But you're just trying to draw that interest.
You bring a good point. I had somebody contact me whose husband was interested in Farmington, and his interest was in the outdoor messaging,
mm-hmm.
but their love was art.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sent me an email and said, hey, we see all these things that you're doing to promote this. This is great. But what are you doing for the art community? We've looked at Santa Fe. We don't know if that's the right place for us, but what has Farmington done? And it was great to have access to the website, but also we have the Northwest New Mexico Arts mm-hmm. Council here. We've got the Downtown Association.
Right.
There's a whole community in Farmington that is dedicated to that end.
Mm-hmm.
And even looking at the listing of the Jolt-worthy events, we've got one coming up here called it's Spirit Coalescent.
Coalescent, yes. Mm-hmm.
With Delbert Anderson Trio, Karen Ellsbury, Patrick Hazen. But it's kind of a multi-sensory experience.
Right.
That they're doing. And I mean, these are the kind of things that speaks to the heart of we're so much more than just, you know, the outdoor recreation.
Right. And they're not, they don't have to be mutually exclusive either. And a lot of those things we talk about, the arts, are done outdoors, or they're painting the outdoors, or they're photography, you know,
sure,
photography for the outdoors. And we love our art community, and we are working with them because we're trying to create visitor experiences too, because people, we want them to be able to come in. And I know recently I spoke to Karen Aylesbury, and it was a really cool story. I don't know if you've seen some of her pieces, but her husband's taken the picture, and then they put that on a canvas, and she paints the rest of the photo around it, and they're amazing.
It's really cool.
Very cool. But she had a visitor come in, and he had his own photograph, and she worked with him, and she put his photograph in it, and then she painted around it, and he was able to sign his artwork. Which, how cool for that, right? So to me, that's the visitor experience. That's the jolt-worthy moment in the art community.
Well, I'm just thinking about a gentleman that I saw some photography on and that he'd sent to me. And actually, I think I shared it with you and kind of find out we've used some of his stuff. But just picturing one of his pieces and being able to do what Karen does on top of that would just make it so dynamic. Speaking of that, I did see on the website there's a call for photos.
Yes.
What is that call for photos?
So we do that on occasion. We just put it out to our community or beyond, and just say, hey, we're looking. If you have something, these are our needs. They need to be high resolution, because sometimes you go to print and
sure.
Do you have something of interest? Submit it. We'll take a look at it. You know, is there a charge to it? You need to tell us. Sometimes we buy it. Sometimes people let us use it for free. But we just try to get the best selection we have.
It's like having that good database, you know, of images,
because there's a shelf life. You think there wouldn't be, but it's constantly, you have these great photos and you're like, you're always needing more. There's never enough. And we want a lot of different looks and perspectives from different people out there.
That reminds me of, you know, some of the call for locations for the New Mexico Film Office, mm-hmm. when they're asking people to send in pictures of locations and where mm-hmm. people could be filming.
Right.
And I know you've participated, you know, quite a bit into that.
But we've gotten some really fun things, because everyone's different, right? What they're out there doing, what they're capturing.
Excellent. Outdoor culture and family. Those are the three kind of tag components of the events,
right?
What people are looking for. We also have a really neat project that's coming out, and it's going to be on the public broadcasting station, and that's the Dennis Quaid Viewpoint.
Yeah.
Kind of small snippet of kind of getting into a community, and it's almost like a sales pitch to some degree.
Yeah.
They came from Hollywood to Farmington. They interviewed some amazing, you know, community stakeholders, and they've put together this video that's going to air on PBS with Dennis Quaid hosting it. And I'm really excited to see how that turns out.
Yeah, it's nice that it's finally here and we can share it and be proud of it. And so thank you for that. And I think we have some great content for it.
I think we do too.
And you know, our vision really was to hit all the points, right? Whether it's a business to relocate here, or someone to move here, or a visitor to come and check us out. But we just wanted to show everything that Farmington has to offer in all those different categories.
No, I think it's going to be a big hit. And good to get that national exposure. You know, that's coast-to-coast exposure for us, getting to see all those visuals that we've kind of become accustomed to here. Right. If you're paying attention, we have some really amazing footage of people doing things here in the area. So
much to do.
So much to do that we'll see those now on coast-to-coast. Actually had somebody at in my physical therapist's office. I was talking to her about where she was from, and I was like, well, what do you like to do here in Farmington? She's like, I do everything outside. That's what I do.
Right? Don't we keep hearing that over and over?
So I think it's working, Tanya.
I think it is.
So I want to thank you. You all have certainly championed the Jolt Your Journey, kind of Jolt Your Journey culture, really, is what it is.
The mindset, right?
Yeah, the mindset. We've worked together on putting the welcome signs in on, you know, the outskirts of town, welcoming mm-hmm. people to Farmington. I love those signs. They turned out really well. We've worked together on the wayfinding signs.
Yes.
We've got this new trail map. Right. I say new. It was late last year, but mm-hmm. we've got a trail map now that shows not just like the Riverwalk trails, but also kind of the trails, you know, Glade Run Recreation Area mm-hmm. for off-road and for mountain bike and equestrian. And all
River.
Of this information is on the website too.
Right.
And this map can be downloaded.
Yep. So basic information in print, because we can't cover every trail in print, and then drive them to the website. And if there's trails missing that people know of, or they know something about it, we need some description, but get with us and we'll add it to the website trail information. We're still building that every day.
And if people wanted these in their business, if they were looking for copies of these, they just need to call the CVB.
We'll get them to you.
What's the best number to call for that?
326-7602.
Almost It's been a while since you've had what to spit out a phone number.
Yeah.
326-7602?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
So if you'd like these in your business, these are great, great ways to
talk about things that are happening. We have plenty of both.
Vacation guide's great.
So we're already writing 2023. Like literally right now we are writing 2023. So.
Well, that's great. And there's going to be more things to add to it, which is going to be nice.
It's a very exciting time.
Film in Farmington. Any updates on Film in Farmington? Anything going on in that realm?
I hear from people probably a couple of times a month. There's nothing I can really talk about, but sometimes it's just inquiry and they're wanting to come up and check things out. Sometimes it's a little bit more serious. But it's a continuing conversation and things are picking up there.
How to submit your events. That was going to be my next thing.
Sure. So when you're on farmingtonnm.org, across the top, you'll see events and festivals, I think, is the header. But from there, there's a drop-down box at the very bottom. It says submit an event. You click on it, you fill out the information. Send it on its way. We'll get it up.
Do people get a call back from your office in regards to those events, or is it normally just a pretty simple?
It's a pretty simple submission, unless there's some questions that my team, when they're getting ready to put it on the calendar, they might need to ask. There is an option to submit a photo. The best advice I can give there is a lot of times people submit a flyer. Well, the box is pretty small, and so a flyer probably isn't the best thing. But if you have an image, a striking image that really gives it a sense of what your event's about, that's usually the best thing because it draws the eye, gets attention to it. But we want anything, events, meetings, and that really is, that calendar is for all of San Juan County, New Mexico. So get it on there. We get a lot of eyes daily on that calendar, and it's an easy and free way to get your event
or
meeting out.
Yeah, it's free advertising for sure. So in regards to some of these events coming up, we talked about March 19th is the Roost the Ridges Mountain Bike Enduro. And that's happening at Lions Wilderness. You can get all this information off your website.
Right.
April 1st is the Downtown Stroll and Art Walk being hosted by the New Mexico Northwest New Mexico Art Council. Mm-hmm. April 8th is the Spirit Coalescent, Delbert Anderson Trio, Karen Ellsbury, Patrick Hazen. April 23rd is Earth Day at Riverside Nature Trail event area. And that's being put on by the City of Farmington's Parks and Recreation Cultural Affairs Division. And the last one that I saw was April 30th, Farmington Historical Walk, the Rio del Sol chapter of Kiwanis is doing a historical walk through the city of Farmington. What I like about that list, Tanya, is that it's kind of encompassing of so many different organizations who are organizing these types of things, which tells me that there's a lot more room for others to get involved as well. A lot of individuals really look to the city of Farmington to lead a number of these events. We really look to the community and these nonprofits and already organized community civics groups to help us facilitate that. Even this week, talking to some kids at Mesa Verde Elementary School, just knowing that mindset, you know, we expect the organization that is the city to do a lot, but really it's we are the city. Mm-hmm. Each of us plays a part in making this a community that we all want to live in. And certainly if you want to see change in this world, you've got to be that impetus of that change and making things good for yourself and those around you. And I think a lot of these events kind of speak to that.
They do. And I love, like you said, the diversification of type of events, the people that get involved. If you have a passion, then jump in, you know, and there's people that can help you, tell you how to organize an event. But I think those that know it best should be the ones that pull it together and get it out there. But it's fun to see that. It's fun to see it coming back.
Well, on that note, you have the action team groups.
Yes.
Would you mind talking a little bit about that? Because I know you're just kind of bringing them back.
Yeah.
But can anybody be a part of the action team groups and what do they do?
You bet. So what's great about this is I think we looked back and these started 2015, I think. We met monthly up until the beginning of 2020. And we probably averaged a good 20 to 30 people every month for all those years, which I thought was outstanding.
That is a really good turnout.
And so we started them back up in January, and we picked up right where we left off, about 20 to 30 people a meeting. And we have our live, work, stay, and play committees. And we have chair for each committee. The stay means visitor stay, so the CVB does chair the stay, but we have live through the chamber. We have play. Natalie Spruill from Parks and Recreation and Cultural Affairs is the chair of that. We have work with Melissa from Connect Space. And we take turns who facilitates the meeting each month. And we move the location around, but it's always the first Tuesday of the month, 11:30 to 1. Just the location changes. So in April, it will be at Connect Space. And we get a presentation by the committee that's leading the meeting, and we get updates from the rest. And we all have our initiatives that we're working on under our categories. We vote on noteworthy events. We get updates from just what's going on in the community. It's a good place to share information. And it's a very positive meeting. That's what I really love about it. It's the people that are wanting to make a difference. And they know that they're there not to just talk about it, but to roll their sleeves up and get to work.
Yeah.
And we're seeing some fun projects come out of that. And anybody can come and be a part of our group. We love it.
I think that's great. So live, work, play, and stay committees.
Yes.
Anybody can be a part, but when you get involved, you're going to be put into one of those.
Yeah, we ask you to look committees. At these committees and see which one you'd like to join and which one can you help move things forward.
So I'm thinking user group, individuals, local business owners, entrepreneurs.
Residents.
Residents.
We just have sometimes just residents just show up, and I think that's the most amazing part, right? They're like, I live here and I want to be a part of this. Perfect.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
Great. So say it again. When do they meet? The second?
The first Tuesday of every month, 11:30 to 1.
11:30. And where can they find those locations?
On the events calendar. We submit it there every month.
Very good. Last thing I'll mention, Tanya, is just that's on there, focus on Farmington Coffee.
Yes.
March 18th is at the Zia Group downtown.
Right.
That should be a good event. And they do the Focus on Farmington Coffees, and I use it as a way to really reach out to people who may be new to the community.
Yeah.
How do you get networked in? This is a great event to do that every month. Yep. And, I mean, who doesn't love coffee?
Yeah. And that's part of the Live Farmington Committee. So that was the initiative that came out of that years ago. And I love that it's still happening.
Yeah, still going on. They've done a really good job with it. Well, anything else you would add?
I'll just say one more thing. I always talk about our customer service program, the A2D.
Yes.
And we have open enrollment right now going on for a live class that will happen March 22nd. It's a Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning at our building, but you need to register now and get your online class done. But we're continuing to hold those. We just had one last month. It was fantastic. The diverse group of people in the room, the conversation that happened from it, was really good.
Just for those who maybe have not heard of that, tell what exactly is the program?
So it's called the Farmington Visitor Journey, A2D, Arrival to Departure. It really is a customer service program taught in the vein of tourism, but we know that customer service skills are transferable. You take an online class that takes you roughly an hour or so, and then you come to a live class that's an hour and a half, and you learn customer service skills, but you also learn about your community, why tourism is important, even if you just live here, and what there is to see and do. And I have had time and time again, people show up to the live class not happy about being sent there, and by the time they leave, they admit, even last month, someone came up and said, I have to admit, this is so much better than I thought it was going to be. I really enjoyed it. And we hear that a lot. So $15 a person, it's very affordable, well worth your time.
Well, I think I think it's a blessing, one, that you guys found this type of training program that is not specific to any industry, not specific to any individual or age group or whatever. It's just this general idea that we all play a part.
Yes.
We all play a part in what kind of community we're going to live in and welcoming people. And I use the example, I was shopping in Chicago and I'm in this store and I'm looking for a pair of pants. And the guy says, look, we don't have that here. But if you go down to this store two doors down, they're going to have what you need. And that's the kind of teamwork that we really need, that is, look, if I don't have it, but I'm going to help you find where you need to get it at.
Exactly.
And you're supporting other local businesses. So I kind of like that.
And it happens in the class because you meet people you didn't know, and then you find people chatting. It's almost networking too in the class, and then they're working together or they're referring each other, and it's great. It's just like you said in that example.
Well, Tanya, thank you for all the work that you do, and Ingrid and your staff, and you've brought so much to the table here, and for people to build upon and certainly grow our pride in the community that we live in and that we're creating right now. So we all
thank you, Mayor. We appreciate the support that we get from you and council, and everybody at the city is great. We love working with everybody there.
Awesome. We'll keep it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us for this episode of the Mayor's Table. Lots of great opportunities out there for you to get involved and play a part in this community and in the beautiful area that we live in. So get out, find an action team at the CVB that you can be a part of, and let's give back to this community that we love. Thanks. We'll see you here next time on the Mayor's Table.